last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us, as usual, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a great honor. Thank you for being here. We're blessed and privileged, alhamdulillah. We've been talking about various fitnas. So we went to the Dajjal and the fitna of women and the fitna of various things. All of these fitnas will appear at the end of times, and through them the believers are going to be filtered. They're going to be churned until only the best of the best of the best remain. Inshallah, we're going to go back to this discussion now. And we said that there are some fitnas which are general for all times. Actually, I'm struggling to understand the correlation between these general fitnas and the fitnas which will increase towards the end of times. I mean, does it mean that these fitnas will actually change, or will they be the same fitnas, but they will be peaking and they will be, reaching their most difficult potentials?
Maybe it's different from one to another. I mean, for example, as you rightly mentioned, some of them are only for end of time, like the fitna of Dajjal, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are for all the times. And for example, the fitna of wealth and properties is for, every time. And some of them, maybe they will reach to a kind of peak in Akhir al-Zaman, for example. It's different from one fitna to another. Some of them only for Akhir al-Zaman, some of them are for all the times, and some of them are more important in Akhir al-Zaman. So the next one in our list is about the fitna of our vain desires and of the Satan. Again, this is a general fitna for all the times, but it's been mentioned specifically in the narrations as one of the fitnas of Akhir al-Zaman, so we need to pay more attention to that as people living in this time and era. We know that we have two enemies which are trying to misguide the people. One of them, and misguide us, one of them is our nafs, and nafsul ammara, the vain desires which encourage the people and invite them toward committing sins. And it's been called an nafsul ammara bisu, the nafs, maybe the soul, which invites the people toward badness and ugly acts and committing sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran in chapter An-Nazi'at, verses 37-41, that أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَقَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people who rebel against Him and they prefer this world over the hereafter. So they will go to Jahim, the hellfire. But then, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّكِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Those people who are fearful of their Lord and they prevent their nafs, this nafs al-ammara bisu, from vain desires, then they will go to paradise.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you right there, Doctor. With your permission, we'd like to go to a short break. الأجل مضى مضى الأجل مضى مضى الأجل مضى مضى. Welcome back to the studio. We've been talking about the end times. There are some fitnas which are general for all times.
So according to the narrations, one of the most dangerous, or the most dangerous of every person, is his or her nafs, nafsul ammara. And the best form of jihad is also jihad and struggling against nafsul ammara. As the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, أَفْضَلُ jihad مَنْ جَهَدَ نَفْسَهُ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْهِ. The best form of jihad is doing jihad or struggling against your nafs, which is inside you. That is an-nafsul ammara. Al-Amali by Sheikh As-Saduq, page 553. The second enemy, the second factor which misguides the people according to the narrations, and this is more important at the end of time than Akhir Zaman, is Satan. Of course, Satan has been there from even before the creation of Adam, but he's maybe more active in Akhir Zaman to misguide the people. And that is why it's been mentioned as one of the fitnas of Akhir Zaman. So next to our vain desires, we have a creature, not only one creature, we have Iblis with many children and supporters, Shayateen, who try to misguide the people. And we know that he has swore to God in the Noble Book of Quran that he will try his best to misguide the people. Then another factor, another enemy, which is mentioned in the verses of the Quran and in the narrations about the end of time, is that for some people, their spouses and their children are their enemies. I talked about the fitna of the children. In some cases, for the people who are righteous, but they have, bad spouses or bad children, their enemies, their main enemies, are their spouses and children. This has been mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. In chapter At-Taghabun, verse 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O the believers, إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم. Among your spouses and your children, some of them are your enemies. فَحْذَرُوهُمْ, be cautious regarding them. So, of course, as parents, they need to, first of all, train their children not to turn out to be a kind of enemy to them. But at the end of the day, if they are not able to guide them and the children try to misguide their parents, then their parents need to consider them as their enemies, as was the case with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and his child. And we know that the child of Prophet Nuh was one of the disbelievers, and he was punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to the spouses, we have different examples. It's not only about women, it can be about men. We have the examples of both. For Pharaoh and his wife, Asiya, we know that she was a very righteous woman, but Pharaoh was the main enemy of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So in that case, the husband was the enemy of a righteous woman. For two other prophets, Prophet Nuh and Prophet Lut, they were righteous people and their wives were, disbelievers. So we shouldn't think that إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ is only referring to the women. No, in some cases we have the example of Musa and Asiya, in that the wife is a righteous woman and the husband is the enemy of God and the enemy of his wife. So according to the Noble Book of Quran, in some cases it's possible for people to have enemies from their spouses and their children. And this is another aspect related to Akhir Zaman and end of times. We need to take it into consideration. Next to that, we have the fitna of friends, as mentioned in the narrations. That, again, this is a fitna for all the times and era, but specifically it's been mentioned for Akhir Zaman as well. The possibility of going astray through friends is more in Akhir Zaman.
That's absolutely fascinating. Dr. Karimi, if you don't mind, if we could just go for a quick break and then we'll come back, inshallah.
The Last Savior. Last Savior.
We're waiting for you to die by your side.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
In the narrations, some of which are related to Akhir Zaman, they have mentioned some features for the friends that we need to associate with. and some features for some friends that we need to be away from.
Is this general? This is, we're talking about a general fitna right now, right?
It's general, but specifically it's been mentioned about Akhir Zaman as well. That is why I said that maybe in Akhir Zaman the possibility of getting misguided through friends might be more compared to the time before that. And in one narration, which is quoted from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, he narrates a narration from Prophet Isa, alayhi salam. The Hawariyun, the disciples of Jesus, once asked him that, Ya Ruhallah, man nujalis? Who we need to associate? Do we need to choose as our friends? So this is the feature that as believers we need to pay careful attention when we are going to choose our friends. مَنْ يُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ The one that whenever you see him, you are reminded of God. This is very difficult, but at least we should not choose people who, as soon as we see, we are reminded of Satan. This is the least, I think. This is the minimum expectation. And this is a reality, of course. There are some exceptions if we are able to do al-amru bil-ma'roof, enjoin the good and forbid the evil. We may associate some bad people to guide them, but in some cases we are fooling ourselves, we are associating with this excuse, but at the end of the day we see that they have been successful in changing us, and we
haven't been successful in changing them. Yeah, it happens all the time, especially when we're talking to the youth.
Exactly. So this is one criterion as mentioned by Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Then the second one is that وَيَزِيدُ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْ تَقُوهُ When he talks, he or she increases your knowledge.
Wow.
Again, this might be very difficult, but at least we should not associate with the people that when they talk, they will misguide us. They will give us false information.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you actually feel more stupid.
Exactly.
After talking to somebody, you actually feel more ignorant.
Definitely. وَيُرَغِبُكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ This is the third criterion. Their actions, they encourage you toward the hereafter. Again, the minimum is that we should not associate with the people that their actions, they invite us more toward the hellfire and toward worldly pleasures. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 39. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in another narration, he says that انظر إلى كل ما لا يفيدك منفعة في دينك فلا تعتدن به ولا ترغبن في صحبته. انظر, which means that, I mean, look, pay careful attention to whatever does not give you any kind of benefit in your religion. If this is the case, then do not go to that thing or to that person. Otherwise, you will have a dangerous destination. This is in Mustadrak Safinat al-Bihar, 106, page 171. The last narration that is again referring to the fact that in our time, in Akhir Zaman, it's very important for us to choose our friends, is the narration which tell us that do not pass any judgment about any person unless you know his or her friends. Because according to this narration, the value of every person is considered based on the people that he associates with, based on his friends. So the type of the people that we choose as our friends matters in the value of ourselves as well. This is in Biharul Anwar, volume 74, page 188.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I'd like to thank Dr. Kiarimi for being with us today. We've been talking about lots of different elements of how fitnas, trials and tests, how Allah tests us through our family, through our friends, through our wives, through our husbands, through our surroundings, through women in general, through the Dajjal, and through so many various factors in the world that we perceive around us. It's very important to recognize that as we head further and further into the end times, we need to be more and more prepared and armed in order to face such fitnas, trials, tribulations. From myself and from Dr. Kiarimi, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.